Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Tristan Taylor. I'm from Vancouver, BC, and I play defense for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
And you got a gnarly scar right here above your head.
I got,
how did that happen?
Well, it happened earlier this year. A helmet kind of just got me pressure cut in my head. So just stuff happens, you know.
Stuff just casually happens.
Nothing. The helmet just went in there. You didn't get hit.
I got hit. Yeah, I got hit. And then, helmet pressured into my head there. And just ended up cutting me. So I don't know. Just ended up happening.
How quick were you back in the game?
Just put some Vaseline in it and then pop back out there.
What? You guys are literally crazy is the word. Just some Vaseline and back on, no tears, just like, let's go.
Yep.
You're good at that.
Get back in there.
That's nuts to me. Okay, and so let's talk about the injuries. Like, what injuries have you had over your career?
Too many stitches to count in the face, chipped tooth, this tooth's been replaced before, these four on the bottom, couple facial injuries, so yeah.
Wild. And so when this happens, what about this sport just gets you to like get back up and keep playing?
Just the love for the game every day, I don't know, just head back out there. It's just another little setback, just got to keep going through it though.
That's a great mentality, man.
Yeah.
That's wild. So how did you find yourself here in Fort McMurray?
I just got traded here a couple weeks ago actually. Yeah,
oh.
From Olds. Yeah, got traded here from the Olds Grizzlies and been liking my time here so far.
Nice, welcome to Fort McMurray, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Sweet, so what have you been able to go and like see and experience while you've been here?
I've just been trying to find my way around the town, seeing the Mack Island Park facility there. It's a really impressive facility you guys have there.
Yeah, Mack Island's definitely a gem.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to tell you to go check out Vista Ridge, but I don't think you guys are allowed to go snowboarding or skiing.
I'm not sure.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so as far as your hockey career is concerned, how long have you been playing at this level?
I've been playing since 17. So I'm 20 now. So what is that, 3.5 years?
Okay.
4 years almost, yeah.
And how many different franchises have you played?
I played for 6 teams over those years. So
wow.
Yeah, bit of a whirlwind around the continent. So yeah, been all over. Yeah,
let's hear it.
Started off in Port Alberni in the BCHL, and then I got traded up to Prince George, and then I got sent down to Dallas in the NAHL with the Lone Star Brahmas, and then started this season in Kindersley in the SJHL, and then got traded to Olds, and then now I'm here in Fort McMurray.
Three teams in a season.
Yep.
Yeah, what a
bit of a long one. Yeah.
What a great opportunity to see different places, different people.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one thing we've been talking about is just like the networking in this sport
is
a thing.
It is.
And so like the fact that you have had that kind of opportunity, what a blessing.
For sure. It definitely is.
So for somebody who is coming into a number of different teams, what's that like for you? How do you get into the groove of hanging out with a new group of guys?
Kind of just be yourself, you know, just talk to the guys. It's same as every other team. Hockey guys are pretty much the same everywhere you go. So
yeah,
it's everyone knows everyone too. So there's always mutual friends mixed in there.
Interesting. How does everybody know one? Like you say that
just so playing with each other over the years and stuff, and different teams and such, and guys get traded around quite a bit and such, and yeah, end up playing with different guys that different guys know.
Yeah. So when you're playing against somebody that you've played with before, what's that like for you?
It happened just this past weekend, actually. We ended up playing Olds, so it was a cool experience. You talk with the guys a little bit on the ice here and there, but you know, once you get out there, it's kind of just got to play your game, you know.
Yeah,
it's kind of a job out there, so you just got to do your job and get it done.
That's right. Yeah. Wild. So in your downtime, like we've been talking with a few players, everybody does their own little different thing. How do you keep yourself occupied when you're not here?
In the summertime, normally I like to work on cars with my dad in the summertime, so yeah, that's a big hobby of mine for the summer. So
okay.
Yeah.
What cars?
I have an Audi at home that I work on with my dad, so it's quite fun. Quite fun to drive. So
what year?
Yeah, it's a 2006 A4 Avant. It's a stick shift as well, so it's fun. Yeah, it's nice.
Stick shift is sweet. Yeah. I have an MG Midget 1979.
Nice.
Ooh, dude.
It's nice.
It's like
short throw on too.
It's gorgeous. It doesn't go fast.
Yeah.
But like when you're in it, it feels like you're flying.
It's fun to drive when you're banging through the gears.
Yeah. So when did you learn to drive stick shift?
Learned to drive stick shift when I was about 16.
Okay.
So yeah, when I was pretty young, my dad taught me how. So it was a valuable experience to learn, you know, just being able to drive any car you need to. So,
no doubt. Yeah. And what kind of cars is he into?
He's into like Austin Healey's, old English cars like that, MGs and such. Yeah.
Triumphs and stuff. Yeah. Beautiful. Nice.
Yeah.
So the car that you have right now, is that something you were leaning towards? Is that something your dad gave you?
I've been working since I was 16, so I've been saving up and such, and ended up buying that, was it 2 years ago? So yeah, I bought that 2 years ago, and we've been working on it ever since, so yeah.
That's such a nice project. Yeah. What color is it?
It's a silver. Yeah.
Silver or white, if you're going to get an Audi, those are the colors.
Got it.
Nice. So here in Fort McMurray, you obviously don't have your car.
Yeah.
So like one guy's getting an ice bath after a game.
Yeah.
Another guy's playing video games. Somebody's watching Sopranos.
Exactly.
Like what are you up to? Because your car's
right. What am I up to? Mostly just hanging out with the guys, hanging out with the Billet family, getting to know them, being a new guy in the house and all. So just trying to get to know everyone right now. So yeah, settling in.
That is a concept, and I keep bringing it up, so sorry for everybody who's watching that at home, is the Billet family. Mm-hmm. Like, what is going on? How are these people allowing you to come in your house and have such nice experiences?
Very gracious people for letting us come into their houses and stay there and providing us meals and everything. So I really appreciate every Billet family I've had in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so they're making the meals for you.
They're cooking dinner for me. Yeah, it's great. Normally cooking breakfast for myself and such, but dinner is normally always provided, so
that's
very
wild,
appreciated.
No doubt. Holy. And like a lot of these families have their own children too.
Indeed. Yeah,
so
I got three of my own at home. Yeah, so three own Billet kids at home, so it's busy household.
Yeah, no doubt. I like your clarification there.
Yeah.
I don't got three kids at home.
Not me.
You pedal back so quick.
Acting like Ed over here. Quick pedal back.
That's hilarious. So when you find yourself in a new home, though, like it's one thing, like you said, hockey boys.
Exactly.
You know, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
But when you're moving into a Billet family, are you finding the different personalities?
Yeah.
And how are you able to adjust so quickly to something like that?
I'm a pretty easygoing person, so just kind of, you know what I mean, respect their household and what rules they have for their house and just go along with it.
It's
basically what I do.
Is that how, like, when you go into the average billeting house, do they, like, lay down ground rules? Hey, these are our rules, this is how it operates here? Like,
depending on the situation at hand, but more than likely they're pretty open, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get comfortable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get involved with the family, so it's pretty good.
Yeah. And what I'm recognizing after chatting with you guys is like, this is a job.
It is.
In regards to the amount of hours that you have to put in, like, me, my boys just played hockey and some of them played for the Bears. Sure. But if you're local, it's a different thing.
Yeah, for sure.
For you guys who come out of town, like the hours you put in are just wild.
Yeah, it's a lot of time away from home and such, but I love it. So it's a pleasure to do it every day. I don't mind, you know what I mean? I don't take it as a job. You know, I love coming to the rink every day. So it is part of the job, you know what I mean? Just being able to show up and put in your time every day, but it's really not that bad when you love it as much as we do.
So. Yeah, fair enough. Well, dude, unfortunately, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time.
Sounds great. Before
I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Sure. I'll shout out my family and my sister. Thank you for everything you guys do for me, and I appreciate everything. Thank you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.